Chasing when you know they still need to be doing it. Starting to talk about it, it's just not Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadhyoga Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada ki jaya, Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki jaya. Isn't she a Krishna consciousness? Isn't she really a Krishna? To raise the child perfectly in Krishna consciousness begins from Garbhadhan Sanskar, from the beginning. The beginning is that the first one is Krishna Das, the wife is Krishna Dasi, what's a devotee? Devotee. And they have come together as Sarjuna and Arjuna. To bring Krishna conscious child as the end. To bring a Krishna conscious child. It is not the scripture said. It is not for enjoyment. Marriage is not our enjoyment. Marriage is, Muslim said, is Krishna's pleasure. It's not for enjoyment. That is the beginning. The beginning is not from only chalice. It's gone. We are really late. The beginning is before the child comes. If you want to have Krishna conscious child, it's a process in the scripture. The father and the mother they have come together in the third canto, Bhagavatam, fourth canto, all these are described. Third canto, fourth canto describes details. That the mother and the father, they have come together. with the purpose of having a Christian concept. Therefore, an astrologer has looked into both of it. This boy and this girl are compatible. This compatibility of astrology is just the beginning. It is not full. Even if a boy and a girl are compatible, they will still have difficulties. It could not go deeper. The character of the boy and the character of the girl has to be put into serious consideration. Look at the character. If the boy is of demonic character, he should be married to a demonic girl. The same, if the girl is of demonic character, she should be married to a demonic boy. And if the boy is of divine character, he should be married to a girl of divine character. So the science, in the scripture. Astrologers should be able to see the truth of this. What he has finished in detail. Their character also has to be properly looked into. Then their match. There's no question of the boy and the girl having seen before, having some partner relationship or nothing. It's not a matter of the girl is beautiful or not beautiful, or the man is handsome or not. Nothing, there's nothing to do with it. The issue is the character. Then the third canto of Bible, chapter 23, is the proper speaking. Without this calculation, the children born in that family are not human beings. So how many human beings we have in this world? Without this calculation, without this consideration, the children born in that family, they are not human beings. Yeah, human beings only when this calculation is there, consideration is properly looked into, and they are perfectly matched. Then, the elders answer. Is compulsory. The Ravada Sanskara is compulsory. That it must be done. Sanskara. The system of purifying the womb for the divine child to be comfortable in the womb. Garba. Sanskara. Hello, Krishna, through the same pattern. Before Krishna came, Lord Balaram did the samskara. He has to enter the womb of Rohini. Devaki. Lord Balaram entered the womb of Devaki to do what? For samskara. He did samskara by laying another shesha there. It's expansion. The Bhagavan puts him there. What is that? Garbhodhan samskara. When he saw that everything is complete, the rituals are perfectly done, then he left and entered the womb of the Rohini. And common people say, oh, miscarriage. It was not a miscarriage. It was Garbhodhan samskara. The Bhagavan performed for his senior brother. That is done by the Supreme Lord. What about us? So, Devaki does not have miscarriage. It wasn't a miscarriage. It was a deliberate performance by Yogmaya. The Krishna came in there because it's already perfect. So Krishna came in there and he was comfortable. If we don't do Gaudiya Samskara and we are expecting a divine child to come there, we are punishing the child. Because the child will be comfortable in such a comfortable environment which is not clean. Devotee will be attracted to an environment that is not clean. So when the samskara is done, then they will go to the spiritual master to take permission. Without this the spiritual master's permission. In other words, the spiritual master will now select the child that will come to that family. That's the process. They will go to the spiritual master, Gurudev. We need devotee to come and seize this divine movement. So Guru Sutra, you chant 50, 64 rounds today. Yes, he will decide. How many rounds are you going to chant? Not 16 rounds which we chant every day. For today, it's different. What is the idea? The idea is to prepare the consciousness to constantly think of Krishna. The woman will think of Krishna, the man will think of Krishna. He will invite Vaishnavas to the house. He will cook, will do the shape for the deities. He will do fire sacrifice. The whole idea is to prepare the consciousness to always remain Krishna conscious. When you have completed that, then that is after the 50th day of the woman's menstruation. The 50th day. While remembering Krishna, chanting, the Guru knows, because the permission has been given. Then they will unite. Their interest is not there, because they are constantly thinking and chanting and doing so many things for Krishna. Their interest is not there. No agitation. So the Guru will invoke the child. When the child comes, the womb, no anxiety. The mother is carrying the baby. No anxiety, because every time, every feeling, the woman is experiencing with the child. You hear kirtan, you hear the scriptures. You hear lectures, you read the scriptures. Only Krishna prasanna, peaceful environment, no anxiety, no anger. We are preparing for something wonderful. We have to work for it. Until the child comes out, when the child comes, in the same third temple, the Prabhupada said, it is the great responsibility of the woman to take care of the child, to be sure the child is Krishna conscious. The responsibility of the woman, not the man. Because the man has to go out. That means we should be housewife, not office wife. House and not office wife means what?
Working.
This is working. The husband is working. Do we have office wife in the Bhagavatam? for scripture. I'm not saying it all to you. We have that in Bhagavatam. Huh? What we have in Bhagavatam is house wife, not office wife. If there is a house, an office wife, and the man is also an office, how is a child going to be Krishna conscious? How? Who's going to take care of the child? Therefore, Sri Prabhupada said, it is the great responsibility of the woman to be sure the child is Krishna conscious. That means that she has to stay at home to take care of the child. You see, right from the beginning, if this is in our consciousness and we have followed this system, we'll see. The child, right from the beginning, is attracted to Krishna. It's attracted to the scripture. It's attracted to religious activities, the art. So the child is trained up in Krishna consciousness right from the beginning. Because the mother and the father are devotees, the child will be devoted. Because they are devotees, they have invoked also a devotee to come. By the permission of the special master, a devotee has come to that family. So now is to take care of the child. The children will see how the mother and the father are practicing their Krishna consciousness. You will see. If they see that they are always quarreling, the child will see. You may do the arti, but the child will see the quarreling of the parents. He will not go for that. The child will go for that. Say, can you do arti with the wife? You have been the arti, but it does not exist in you. I don't want to be like you. No, I don't want to be like this. I want to be something else. Because I don't see what you are doing existing in you. So I don't want to be like you. I want to be different. Oh, my child is not following our system. Because the child is not seeing what they are practicing in you. So you don't follow. When the child sees that my mother and my father, they are lovingly engaged in what they are doing from the heart and the sweet. You don't need to force them. The child will come. What is my chanting with? You may chant with it. The child will come. So the Prabhupada asked his father, I want the child to do the rapaya. The father said, oh, I see, okay, I'm beautiful. He didn't ask for toy car. Because the father don't train him that way. Whenever we train the child well, the child will grow up to access for it. Where's my cell phone? Because that's how the child has been brought up. So it is not just to bring children that we are householders for. It is not. When we have brought in the child, what are we doing with the child? So very important. How are we acting Christian consciously that the child is learning and is following? I saw one temple. This devotee tried so much to bring his daughter Mutim to the temple. The gate came with him to the temple early in the morning. He offered obeisances, but he didn't tell the daughter to do the same. So I looked at him, I was thinking, why did he bring the child all the way here? You're not teaching her what you're doing. That means that we are doing the art in the house, but not inviting the child to participate. We are chanting, the mother and the father, they're not chanting together. They are separately preparing to go to work. So there's no unity. The mother in this room with the computer, the father in that room with the computer, the children also in that room with the computer. How will the children become Christian conscious? The computer has already divided the family into different parts. They will not be Christian conscious. So, the mother and the father, will teach the child everything they are doing. Japa, if the child is going up, why sit? They're doing the help to sit. They're doing the video to sit. So the child is learning. The scripture mentioned that Krishna himself, when he sits with his father, he never said a word. He's a gentle boy. Because of the training given to him. So he followed the supreme message of God he gave. He followed because that's the etiquette. He followed it perfectly because the training was given. The same way, if you train our children, they will follow us. Then the scripture said that Krishna will be satisfied with such householders. Krishna will be satisfied with such householders. Why? They have done devotional service. Their marriage is devotional service. It is not for sense education. Devotional service. Because they are devotees and they also brought another devotee. It's Krishna conscious. Krishna will believe because they have done devotional service. Such householders are needed. Required. Tulsi Devi said, a man who is not Krishna conscious should not marry. One who is lazy should not marry. A man who is very harsh should not marry. Because the child will not be Krishna conscious. We have already hypocrites everywhere. Rakshasas is everywhere. We don't need more. We need devotees. That is the responsibility of the household. So the scripture recommends to be such a powerful householders, there is also brahmachari in the household ashram. Brahmachari exists in all the four ashrams. It's not only brahmacharis and sannyasis of vanaprastha, even householders of brahmachari in the ashram. The brahmacharis, because there is no segregation in the relationship. Devotee means what? Devotee means all these or activities are meant to give Krishna pleasure. Not for ourselves. It's a good Krishna pleasure. So our household ashram, it is also meant for Krishna's pleasure, not for our single pleasure. We have to take care of the children. In all, both materially, spiritually, you have to take care of it. Give full attention to the children. Why? Because they are the future. Either the movement or the society in general, they are the future. So whatever we do to the children now is our future. They are going to take over from us when we leave. Therefore, we have to keep full attention to the children, because we want to prepare them for the future. Proper care. Krishna consciousness, we have to take care of their body also very much. Very much. Other things. Proper. Then we have succeeded in our household ashram. We have succeeded in our duty to Krishna as a ashram, as a devotee. We will be happy. Alright? Hare Krishna. Comments, questions. Is it true or not?
What activities our parents must have performed that we became devotees? In that time, the moment was not there. Maybe Prabhupada, the sadhus. How did they get that? How are they so fortunate that they became devotees?
Yes, good question. Thank you. After many, many births of suffering and crying. Yes. Krishna took compassion that he sent Sarova, who created our fortune. Sarova created our fortune, he caused our fortune. That's some people from the West even traveled to India to look for God. They didn't find He went back to America and thanked God. Prabhupada created the fortune. So the question, yes. So Prabhupada created the fortune. People who were not born in Brahman in a devotee's family, they became devotees. Why our own devotees are not interested in Krishna consciousness? Our children are not interested in Krishna consciousness because punishment. Punishment, chastisement. We know, we have had, we didn't follow punishment. Those who lose and act whimsically suffers more than those who does not know and commit some sins. Our own is punishment. So, if we are very sincere, we are very sincere, we will notice some of us who have children, sincerely speaking from heart, we have discovered that they are not exactly the children we are looking for. Why? They are imposed upon us because we didn't follow the proper procedure. Prithu Maharaj selected his own children. No child was imposed upon him. Bhakti Dr. Thakura had 12 children. He selected all his children. None of them was imposed on him. Therefore, all the children are devotees. They selected, they called, you come. But their own will, but our own children are imposed upon us because we didn't follow the etiquette. We didn't follow the procedure. It says, punishment. So we have to deal with it. So many devoted children are doing some things which some of us didn't do before even coming to the movement. They are doing. My wife went to visit my family. And a grown up son smoking, not just a great ganja, and other things. And she was telling me, see my son. Even to say Hare Krishna, it was very difficult for the boy. And many like that. Many. It's punishment. Therefore, we who have been fortunate to come in contact with this, let us follow it nicely. It is difficult, it is difficult. We know it is difficult. It is true, it is difficult. Good things must be difficult. Is it easy to become a millionaire? Is it easy? Yeah? It's difficult, right? But when you become a millionaire, the whole world will worship you. Right? It's difficult. Otherwise, everybody would like to be a millionaire. It's difficult. So, also, to have a Christian conscious child, to be an ideal householder, is difficult. But it's possible. It's possible. Who would not like to be asked? Which child is that? Not because the child has broken someone's wisdom. Because the child is very addicted to the scripture, reading by Mutam very attentively. So looks, which child is this? Yes. We would like to do that. We would like to be happy. To be happily addressed as a papa. He was happy to tell the people, see. These boys and girls, they were addicted to this and that, but now they are not doing it. It's a miracle. Who's proud to introduce these disciples? They are not doing them again. Just see them here. No more cinemas. No more missing sex. They are chanting by Krishna. Who's happy to do that? For him to do that, to create a miracle, was purity. In Bhagavad Gita, strictly to get that. Purity, compassion is there, the love is there. So we have to do the same thing. Then we have wonderful Krishna conscious children that will make us happy, peaceful. In some places, in the Hare Krishna movement, in the Hare Krishna movement, some places, you tell someone to become temple person, you say, no, please, give me a different service. Why? Anxiety is going to get from there, it's too much. From carnies? Anxiety is from the carnies? From the devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna. It's from the devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, and the carnies. So if we have wonderful devotees, so we are not going to sharp hearts before she does his service very nicely. Everybody would like to be, we want to be a leader because we are happy to nice devotees we have. It requires effort to take up more discipline on ourselves to make this happen. It is our responsibility to do that. Instead of us to go about the complaining, just see my children not following me, we should be ashamed to tell people like this. We, actually, we should be ashamed to tell people, oh, my child is not following me. My child is not doing it. The child is not doing it because you did not have properly. You didn't bring a good child. What you brought is what we are saying. So if you want to know who are the parents, you know through the children, how the children are acting, what they do. You know the consciousness. The consciousness is there. We will not see it, but we can see through the children. The consciousness of the parents, we see that through the children. Right? Hare Krishna. Prabhupada Kiya.